Chapter 3 Monger Manor was impressive in many ways, down to the soothing thermal caves deep in the mountain below, to its Gothic-esque vaulted ceilings painted with the light pouring in through the stained-glass windows. So it wasn't too much of a surprise when our own suite of rooms had the most epic bathroom, complete with a pool-like water feature with a small rock waterfall. Off to the side was a large area in front of the large windows, and it looked as if the floor was made with bamboo. Scattered around a center coal brazier were comfy cushions and a basket of clean towels, and it was clear the area was meant to act as a sauna.
This place, I gawked at the luxury, is awesome.
I suppose it will be adequate for getting clean,
Zoe teased, and her black tail tickled my nose as she sauntered past Shay and me. Then the sultry catwoman turned and began unlacing her armored corset.
Come, I've taken the liberty of adding some soothing oils I managed to purchase from a Varthan vendor. I have been waiting for the right moment to share them with you both.
Shay and I glanced at each other with matching gobsmacked expressions and blushing cheeks that had nothing to do with the heavy, fragrant steam permeating the air.
Oh!
Shay gasped, as Zoe finished ridding herself of the rest of her clothes. And I shared the sentiment, especially when the minx kicked her tight leather pants aside as her sapphire eyes burned into mine.
Well?
She asked, with one raised eyebrow, as she stood completely naked as the day she was born.
Are you both coming?
Not yet, I murmured to myself, as I hurriedly stripped off my dusty and torn clothes. But hopefully pretty soon.
Zoe, darling, how long have you been planning this?
Shay asked as she shimmied the silky robe off her slender shoulders and let it pool to the ground.
I bought the oil from the market during the tithing ceremony,
Zoe responded with a coy shrug. And in that endearingly vulnerable moment, I fell in love with her all over again.
Oh, darling.
Shay sighed and waded out in the water toward the catwoman so she could embrace her strongly.
Your heart is a treasure.
Zoe blinked down at the phoenix woman as her own blush stained her high cheekbones. She swallowed and then started again.
Are you okay? Truly? Yes, dear heart.
Shay said and ran her fingers through Zoe's ebony hair.
Yes.
Then my resplendent phoenix wife rolled up on her dainty toes and kissed Zoe full on the mouth in a filthy kiss that had my cock going from mildly intrigued to fully interested in three heartbeats. And then it got even better. Zoe cried out as Shay dipped two fingers between the catwoman's supple pussy lips.
Oh, just feel my love.
Shay husked out against the sexy catwoman's throat, and I couldn't stop myself from gripping my own throbbing shaft. Oh, fuck, I hissed to myself as I stroked my cock.
Shay.
Zoe moaned as the phoenix woman's hand moved faster. Her long legs trembled, and Shay had to brace the black-haired beauty with a strong arm around her waist as she rubbed and rubbed and rubbed.
Have you ever touched yourself like this?
Shay asked, and then nibbled under Zoe's jaw.
Like this?
My catwife asked with a shy little huff, and she lowered her own hand to twine in the thatch of crimson curls resting between Shay's thighs.
Yes! Oh!
Shay huffed as her pretty eyelids fluttered.
You are a quick study, aren't you?
My hand stroked myself faster as I watched the two beauties pleasure each other in front of me.
Oh!
Zoe suddenly trembled all over as she came for the first time standing up, and she removed her hand from between Shay's legs so she could hold on through her climax.
Yes, dear heart.
Shay breathed as she let the catwoman sag and quake against her.
Just enjoy it.
As nice as this gorgeous display was, I'd had enough of being a passive viewer. So I finally waited out until the hot water was up to my thighs and embraced both women in my arms.
Oh, you're both incredible,
I rasped out, as one hand rubbed soothing circles into Zoe's lower back, while the other massaged the nape of Shay's neck.
We are just fortunate enough to have a husband such as you, who has brought all of us together,
Shay said as her full breasts heaved slightly with the quickening of her aroused breathing, and she was too perfect not to kiss the breath out of just then.
So that's what I did while my other wife helped herself to fondling the two of us to her heart's content. Zoe's hot hand wrapped firmly around my dick, and by the way Shay gasped and sank her teeth into my lower lip, I could tell our feisty cat lover must have found one of the Phoenix woman's sensitive rosy nipples.
My knees are starting to feel like water.
Shay's breath hitched with the confession, and together Zoe and I supported her as we all waded deeper into the small pool. Then the three of us formed a little circle in which Zoe and I held on to each other while Shay reclined between us. My skin feels alive, I said, as sparks of pleasure stirred the lust in my lower belly up to a nice simmer.
That'll be the oils working.
Zoe chuckled and pulled Shay to lay against her chest so she could trail her fingers over the woman's collarbones and over her heaving breasts. I wonder, I said playfully, as I hooked the Phoenix woman's legs over the tops of my shoulders. Then I spread her knees so I could admire the pretty pink shell of her pussy peeking out from the silky red curls. Oh, gorgeous. Shay's lower tummy fluttered when my breath cooled her inner thighs. If it was anything similar to the icy menthol sensation tingling my skin wherever the air touched, then I could only imagine how sensitive it would feel in other places. Sure enough, when I gently parted her pussy lips with my fingers, Shay shivered and undulated against Zoe.
The oils in the water are quite potent.
The catwoman purred as she lightly scratched a trail down the center of the other woman's chest and around her belly button. Shay huffed as I blew another draft of air over her soft mound.
Please.
That was all the permission I needed before I eagerly dove in and dragged the flat of my tongue up the musky crease in front of me as if it was a ripe papaya with the sweetest nectar. Shay squealed and squirmed in our combined grasp, and it was perfect.
Good.
Zoe purred again, and she guided one of Shay's hands up to clutch at the back of her dark head for extra support as she intensified her massage of the Phoenix woman's body.
That's it. Let us take care of you.
I hummed through my lips right over that sensitive little nub I had been circling, and I felt Shay's other hand fly down to twist and tangle in my own hair as she tensed and trembled.
Oh, Alex!
She wailed as I sped up the rhythm in my jaw, regardless of the ache that was starting to form. I could tell she was just on the brink of her orgasm, so I dipped down lower in order to wriggle my tongue inside her contracting channel while my thumb took over the attention I was giving to her engorged clit. This, apparently, was the winning combination, because the next moment my taste buds were saturated with a gush of her essence, and she was crying out her release to the ceiling.
Oh, goddess!
Shay moaned as her thighs clamped, and she mewled out a high-pitched sound as the waves of her climax rolled through her pliant body.
Yes! Oh! Delicious.
Zoe rumbled in her lower register and swallowed the rest of Shay's whimpers with a steamy kiss. I lowered Shay's legs off my shoulders, and I was careful to make sure to do it slowly so the scorching water wasn't a shock to her wrung-out system. Then I floated closer and joined Zoe in basking under the Phoenix woman's lovely afterglow.
I love you both. So, so much,
Shay finally said, as she first looked up at me and then at Zoe. The catwoman lowered her eyes, but a small, pleased smile unfurled on her face.
And I love you both, very much so.
And you both mean the universe to me, I added in a rough voice. Shay and I then continued to follow the catwoman's cues as she waded over to the ledge and brought back a tall glass bottle filled with what looked like more oil that she poured into Shay's palms. As if they were both synchronized in their thinking, they each took up a position, one in front of me and one behind, and started massaging the flowery-smelling oil into my aching muscles. Zoe worked wonders on my back, shoulders, and neck, while Shay stood in front of me and massaged my chest and abs. Where the first oil had a tingling and cooling effect, this oil felt like it was heating up gradually the more it was worked in, and for that reason I nearly hit the roof when Shay's soft hand wrapped itself tightly around my still stiff cock and stroked. "Fuck, baby," I hissed out, and I concentrated on gripping Shay's waist and keeping my feet under me so I wouldn't slip under the surface of the water.
"I want to see you put this inside our Zoe,"
Shay whispered as she twisted on the upward stroke and had me seeing stars. "Whatever you want," I rumbled out and flexed my hips as her strokes sped up.
"That sounds perfectly wonderful,"
my catwife sighed as she hooked her chin over my shoulder so she could watch Shay's handiwork.
"Come, let us get more comfortable."
I nearly cried when Shay removed her hand, but I was also ready to take this someplace else. My brain was going to start dripping from my ears soon if I didn't get a chance to bury my cock inside one or both of my tempting and seductive wives here very soon. The bed would be ideal, but I could tell all of us were too keyed up to even make it that far, and instead we made good use of the cushioned mats in the sauna. Soon I had Zoe splayed out on her back looking every bit as delectable as a Sunday feast, while Shay knelt down next to her prone body and poured more of that warming oil all over her. Zoe shivered, and her knees fell open wide on their own as I stroked her toned outer thighs.
"Please, husband, I can't take it anymore,"
the highly aroused catwoman gasped as she reached a hand out to claw at my wrist.
"Fill me. Stretch me."
"Oh, yes, babe, fuck," I shuddered out. And with slightly shaking fingers, I positioned the engorged head of my throbbing cock at the entrance of her pussy and slowly slid home. "Oh, you feel so good."
"Feel?"
Shay breathed as she reached over and pressed down on Zoe's lower belly on the next thrust.
"Oh!"
Zoe moaned, and her back arched clean off the mat when I was fully seated.
"Oh, goddess, I'm almost..."
"Oh, baby, I can feel you coming around me already. Fuck, that's hot," I growled out, and jerked forward in tandem with the strong contractions I could feel undulating around my shaft.
"Oh, keep going,"
she suddenly cried with urgency, and I realized she was still orgasming with every kick of my hips. Even when her climax was on the downswing, she urged me on faster and faster, until I was practically driving her straight through the sauna floor.
"Yes! Oh, there, my love. Oh, I can feel you swelling. Give me your seat, husband. Make me full with your strong kids."
"Oh, shit," I said through gritted teeth, and then I pulled out and flipped her over on her stomach.
"Shay,"
she croaked out as she lifted her ass to the air, and her luscious tail drooped to the side.
"What do you need, love?"
the Phoenix woman asked as I soothed Zoe by rubbing her back. And I slipped in again with more of a sedate grind this time, instead of the rapid fucking we were doing a moment ago.
"I need you,"
Zoe breathed, and Shay caught on to what she meant and situated herself where the catwoman wanted her.
"I want to try what Alex did to you. Tell me how I compare. I want to do it right. Oh, love,"
Shay whimpered as Zoe scooted her closer so she could bury her face between her legs like I did a moment ago. With a thud, the Phoenix woman's head hit the floor as her eyes rolled back.
I stand by what I said. You are a genius learner. Ah! Oh,
fuck you too, I croaked out and couldn't prevent my hips from pistoning forward, even if I wanted to, because the sight of my first wife eating out my second wife was just too goddamn perfect. "Oh, I'm gonna come." My words seemed to be the trigger both of them needed, because Shay screamed at the same time as Zoe's internal muscles clamped down around my cock. My climax hit me in that wonderful, full-body, cure-the-blind, knock-you-into-next-week sort of way, and I actually roared as the first hot ropes of my sperm squirted out and absolutely coated my catwife's inner walls with a gallon of hot cream. I didn't think I'd ever experienced an orgasm that strong to date. And I actually lost track of time just for a short second, because the next thing I realized, we were all spooning with Zoe in front of me, as my cock softened inside her while Shay was snuggled up against my back.
This was needed,"
Zoe purred a little while later, after we had all dried off. She wiggled her ass a little, and I hissed and gripped her hip, so she would be still.
"I agree,"
Shay murmured.
"I never want to be parted from either of you ever again."
"Never again," I promised in my shredded voice, and then I reached behind me and brought her hand forward so I could kiss her palm. Eventually, the sticky feeling outweighed the comfort of our snuggle session, and we decided to take advantage of what the bath was originally designed for. After we all finished cleaning up and redressed, properly this time, Shay was adamant on drinking the Coley Zoe took so much time to prepare. The miracle of the drink was that even having been forgotten to grow cold, it was just as good and energizing like a nitro cold brew. The Catwoman still steered clear of the stuff, however, but when Shay's stomach ripped out a gnarly rumble, she agreed that maybe she, too, was just as hungry. "We need snacks to regain our strength," I decided, and led the way back down to the scullery.
"Are you going to make more men switches?"
Shay asked me with a little dance. "Sandwiches?" I laughed, as I rooted around in the cupboards. But aside from some nuts, seeds, and dried fruits, there wasn't much of anything.
"Yes, the kitchen sinks you made,"
Shay giggled, and I didn't think it would ever get old for me to see how amused she became every time she mentioned my last culinary creation. "I don't think we have the ingredients for that, sweetheart," I said, and scraped together what I did have so I could make an improvised trail mix. "But never fear. I'm sure I can whip something up that's plenty satisfying." After purloining a large wooden bowl, I began chucking all the dried and preserved pantry items together until I had a good mix of something that looked similar to what I was used to. Only I'd never had what looked like miniature dried cactuses in place of raisins in my munchie mix before. Shay really enjoyed it, especially the rose-looking petals I threw in that smelled just like gummy bears. Zoe, however, only nibbled at the concoction.
"This is interesting,"
she remarked as she crunched through another mouthful.
"I admit, it is more common on Vartha to cure or preserve strips of animal flesh for a quick snack, but this is not horrible."
"High praise," I snorted and kissed the side of her head just so I could feel her ear flutter against me. "Oh, I forgot to give this to you." The sketchpad and small case of sharpened charcoals Jenner rustled up for me was still sitting on the table, so I slid it toward the Catwoman with a little smile.
"What is it?"
she asked, as she reverently picked up the case. "I thought you might like a set of this stuff for whenever you want to draw," I said as I watched her eyes widen like it was Christmas morning. "And also, maybe you can help us come up with an official seal for Ithaca. That's something I've been meaning to get to, but I'm pretty terrible at art."
"You would like me to?"
Zoe faltered as she clutched both the pad and the charcoals close to her chest.
"Really? I think it's a lovely idea, dear heart,"
Shay said over the rim of her second mug of Coley.
"I wouldn't even know what to include,"
Shay responded as she flipped through the blank pages.
"We can go to the library and see if Jenna can give us a reference guide,"
the Phoenix Woman suggested. "Let's all go," I said, as I stood up and put my mug in the sink. "I better check in with Jenna as well."
"No need,"
the man of the hour himself interrupted as he bustled into the kitchen.
"I'm afraid I was already on my way to tell you that Madam Midgeon moved the ambassador to a private room, and that Mech and Councilman Sharkane are on their way to speak with him now. They are in the guest holes on the lower level of the western wing."
"Thanks, Jenner," I said, as I hurriedly pecked both my wives on the head and then jogged out the door. At first, I worried I'd lingered too long with my beautiful wives, but it seemed as if I was right on time when I ran into the Asher Lord of Nada Isle casually leaning against the corridor wall just outside a room I assumed was Ambassador Siskern's.
"Alex," the Ramlord said, and clasped my forearm in a solid shake. "How are things?"
"Good. I'm sorry, were you waiting long?" I asked as I glanced at the closed door.
"No, the councilman wanted to talk to Siskern alone first," he said and shook his shaggy head. "Thank you for finding him. He's a good comrade and a dear friend of mine. I only hate it that he wasn't found sooner."
"Me too," I said, and rubbed the back of my neck. The door opened with a rusty creak, and the imposing osprey-like councilman entered the corridor. I straightened my posture when he fixed his sharp eyes on me.
"Brightwood," Sharkane intoned in his deep voice.
"My lord." I nodded my head respectfully, and then froze when he walked toward me.
"Rank 5, he commented, as he examined my duelist stone in one of his long-fingered hands. "It appears as if the goddess has found your duel with Vane acceptable, despite the fact it wasn't an official duel." Then the goddess must have agreed with me in thinking that the bastard who kidnapped my wife needed to be dealt with regardless, I responded, in a tone I hoped wasn't too rigid while still holding my ground. I would never apologize for killing Gelavain, not in a million years, fuck that guy. The truth of the matter was, the Asher Council had several protocols when it came down to the finer details of dueling. A person could choose to duel anyone who publicly disgraced them even over the smallest thing. And if they just whipped up a contract real quick, they could even dictate the parameters on how the duel was satisfied. I should know. But somehow there was nothing written in those edicts about straight up stealing another Asher's wife, because the sheer audacity was practically unheard of.
It appears you are correct, the councilman smirked ever so slightly, and he nodded at me in a way that always seemed as if he could read my thoughts.
He held my gaze for another weighted moment and then turned to Mech.
I will need to confer with others in the inner council. Be on the lookout for further details, both of you.
I saluted along with Mech with a fist over my heart, and the Osprey man swept away down the vaulted corridors as his majestic blue robes swished behind him. Don't tell me the council is doubting the legitimacy of how I killed Vane, I stated, after I was sure Shaqane was around the corner. That guy is so hard to read.
It's all a little bit in the gray, I'm afraid,
Mech laughed in his rolling thunder way and clasped my shoulder with one of his large hands.
But if you are worried about it, you have no need. There are very few people, if any, that would argue with your right. And if you won't take my word for it, just ask the people who came out to fight. Come, let us go see the old snake.
I followed the horned man into the ambassador's room, and smiled when I saw the lizard man sitting upright and looking a lot more clear-eyed than before.
Now I'll not have you bothering my patient for too long, you hear?
Madam Midgen said as she fussed with the pillows behind Siskern's back.
We will only be a moment, madam,
Mech said with his amicable voice and genial grin as he made himself comfortable on the side of Siskern's bed, looked him in the eye, and clasped him carefully on the shoulder.
Where have you been, my old friend?
Gavlain, Siskern rasped as his grin stretched wide. I think Gelavain is responsible for the destruction of the Sacred Stair and the origin of the mysterious alloy you showed me.
Mech inhaled sharply and glanced at the Batwoman.
His head still be a mite fuddled,
Midgen explained as she wet a cloth and put it against the reptile man's head.
There be infection in his blood.
I think you may have found that out already, Siskern, I said, and pulled up a small chair from the corner. Remember, we pulled you out of a pretty nasty torture trap?
Alex Brightwood,
the lizard man grinned, and then his eyes went a little foggy as he tried to connect my words in a way that made sense.
I remember. Oh yes, that's right. The metal he was using to experiment with. I found a series of tunnels that were probably an ancestral tomb at one point. But they were desecrated to make way for some sick laboratory. There were monsters!
Siskern gasped and made as if he wanted to leap out of the bed again, but Mech and I both made sure he stayed in bed.
Alex Brightwood,
he said again, as if he forgot I was there.
My friend! I saw you when I was coming out of the darkness. Thank you for your guiding light.
Before I could finish, Siskern dipped his head twice on either side of my face as if he was bowing to each one of my shoulders.
You will definitely love Tear when you come with me back to report on my findings, he said as he let Mech and I settle him back against the pillows.
Sure, big fella, I said as I glanced at Mech. Why don't you just get better and I'll go wherever you want.
It is a deal, my smooth-fleshed comrade, he said, as he relaxed back into the bed and let Madam Midgen ply him with that smelly tea she gave everyone under her care.
Rest up, Siskern, the Ramlord said, and stood up from the bed. I'm glad you're able to fight the darkness another day.
Thank you, he grunted,
as the tea started to work its magic, and he started to drift off to the grip of his fever.
Now it's time for my patient to rest,
the medicine woman said as she made shooing motions to the both of us.
Thank you for taking care of the ambassador, madam. Expect a bequeathment on my behalf, Mech announced formally.
Ah, don't bother with all that. You know I never accept anyway,
she said as she escorted us into the corridor.
But it never stops me from offering, you stubborn woman,
he chuckled in his deep voice. She tisked again, but gave him a fond smile as she shut the door on us.
Well, I'm glad he's in good hands, the Ram Lord sighed.
Yeah, I said, then raised my eyebrows. So did you want to go check out the—
Yes,
he blurted out with an almost feral grin.
Let's go find that secret underground laboratory the ambassador mentioned.
Oh, fuck yes.